With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Florida judge has refused, for now, a request to postpone the classified documents trial against former President Donald Trump.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling signals she is sympathetic to Donald Trump's lawyers, but says it's too early for now to determine if the May 20th, 24 trial date should be postponed. She did grant postponements on some of the other deadlines in the case. The defense team is seeking a delay until after the November election next year, citing the large volume of evidence they have to review for trial from the Mar-a-Lago raid and several other criminal trials that Trump must attend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Senate Democrat has decided not to run for re-election, and some Democrats are worried. More from correspondent Rita Foley.
A lot of eyebrows went up when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said this.
I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate.
Democrats fear they'll lose that Senate seat in deep red West Virginia, threatening their razor-thin majority. And some Democrats are worrying aloud that Manchin might launch a third-party presidential run, undermining President Biden's reelection. Senator Manchin has long been friendly with the political group called No Labels. It's already holding private conversations with potential presidential nominees. I'm Rita Foley.
A Texas man who claimed his death sentence was based on false expert testimony has been executed for killing a man decades ago. Brett Ray Brewer received a lethal injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. The 53-year-old inmate condemned for the April 1990 stabbing death of 66-year-old Robert Lemonick. That happened in Amarillo, Texas. This is SRN News. Uncle Sam may soon legalize marijuana.
Howard Sklamberg, a former FDA official, has told a cannabis industry event that he believes his former agency will downgrade the drug sometime next year, a step that many see as a precursor to national legalization. Numerous states have been legalizing pot, but the federal government still lists it as a dangerous drug. Downgrading would be a signal that the Biden administration is ready for legalization, something many parents and clergymen oppose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's highest court considering whether or not to remove time limits on child sex abuse lawsuits. The Supreme Judicial Court heard arguments on Thursday over the constitutionality of the statute of limitations. An attorney for the Catholic Diocese of Portland says the elimination of the statute is unconstitutional because it violates vested rights and imposes new liabilities. This is SRN News. Hotel workers at Wynn Resorts in Las Vegas won't be going on strike as planned today.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union has reached a tentative deal with Wynn Resorts, preventing a strike that was set to begin today. The new five-year contract follows deals made earlier with casino giants Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts. The union says the contracts will provide more than 35,000 workers at 18 properties with historic pay raises and other unprecedented wins, such as mandatory daily room cleanings. The union had bargained for more than 7 months, and the tentative deals must still be approved by the rank and file. I'm Donna Water.
A $242 million overhaul will modernize the main terminal concourses and gate areas at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The project expected to be complete by late 2025. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.